and rescue remains the focus for now. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That from federal safety investigators, with six people still missing after a cargo ship lost power and hit a major bridge in Baltimore, causing the bridge to collapse early today.
This is a team effort. There are a lot of entities right now in the command post, all focused on search and rescue, as they should be.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says it's too soon to confirm how many cars were on the bridge when the ship hit a support beam. Two construction workers were pulled out of the water early today, one not injured and one hospitalized, as that search continues. President Biden wants the federal government to pay for reconstruction, even if the shipping company is ultimately liable.
We're not going to wait for that to happen. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and open.
Adding he expects Congress to support those efforts. The FDA's decisions expanding access to the abortion pill mifepristone are before the U.S. Supreme Court, where abortion supporters and opponents have been rallying.
In 2016 and 2021, the FDA allowed doctors to prescribe the drug remotely and send it through the mail. It reduced the recommended dose, expanded eligibility from 7 weeks of pregnancy to 10, and approved a generic version. The administration argues that the FDA relied on voluminous medical evidence to initiate these changes.
Fox's Rich Edson at the Supreme Court, where justices are also weighing whether the plaintiffs, led by anti-abortion doctors, have standing to sue in that case. Just getting word that a judge has issued a gag order banning former President Trump from commenting on witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, or jurors in his New York hush money-related case. This after he posted multiple comments earlier today online. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs has denied sexual assault allegations, but may be facing new claims after homes belonging to him were raided in two cities yesterday.
The properties connected to Combs in L.A. and in Miami were raided by heavily armed agents with Homeland Security investigations. At Combs' mansion here in L.A. in the wealthy Holmby Hills neighborhood, those agents were seen escorting several people from the property, at least two of whom appeared to be in zip ties or handcuffs. Now, Sean Combs has been the target of several lawsuits alleging sexual abuse just in the past 6 months.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, the first lawsuit filed by a former girlfriend, was settled the day after it was filed. The mayor of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, says two college basketball teams walking to dinner had racial slurs yelled at them by someone in a truck flying a Confederate flag, and that more slurs followed with more people involved.
We believe it was a serious threat to the safety of those students.
Mayor Jim Hammond says the suspects, if caught, should be prosecuted. This after the University of Utah women's basketball coach described having to switch hotels over safety concerns after arriving in the city to attend the NCAA tournament. NFL owners vote for a new form of kickoff planned as a one-year trial with tweaks to follow and inspired by the XFL.
While kickers will still kick off from their team's own 35-yard line, the rest of the kicking team will line up in the opposing team's territory on their 40-yard line, within 10 yards of players on the return team, a move to reduce large-scale collisions. After the kicker kicks the ball, the only players who will be allowed to move other than the kicker are the kick returners, up to two, until the ball hits a player on the receiving team or lands between the 20-yard line and the goal line. Fair catches will be banned on kickoffs. Touchbacks will give return teams the ball at their own 30-yard line. Onside kicks will appear as they always have. Jared Max, Fox News.
An hour to the close, the Dow's up 80 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.